Hugh McFadden, congratulations. The target of staying in senior football has been accomplished here tonight in Milford.
Yeah, unfortunately, after two disappointing results in the last fortnight, we led ourselves to a kind of winner takes all game here to stay out of the relegation playoff. We didn't want to be in the position, but I suppose our target this week was to beat Milford up here, and thankfully we found a way to do that.
Yeah, and what was the way that you've done it? We've seen it in the second half. Your own performance was immense, but it was a collective effort from everybody. I'm sure you're going to agree with that, but you've had to work hard after 10 minutes in the second half.
Yeah, look, we thought we were going to start well in the second half, but unfortunately Milford got the joy. They kicked one or two big scores. Cathal McGettigan was flying off the freeze early in the game, and they took control of the opening proceedings in the second half. But we had some big performances. You know, Jack Mishardy was trojan around the middle of the field. Evan Broderick fought for some incredible ball. Jack Behan, Dave McGuinness, Ryan Cunningham, Mickey Gallagher. Mickey Gallagher was phenomenal there. A lot of those young fellas who were just stepping into their first two or three games of senior championship really stood up, and they won dirty ball, they ran forward, they tackled, and they hassled and harried, and them boys were the foundation for our performance.
Yeah, listen, the penalty was, I suppose, the big score of the second half. That was the turning point for you guys.
I thought we were three down at that stage. Yeah. They were looking to take control of it, and we were struggling to get a score. Daniel Breslin had some fantastic play, and he set it up, and we won the penalty, and thankfully it hit the back of the net.
Yeah. I suppose those closing 10 minutes as well, when you were in front, you didn't panic as Milford tried to find a bit of pressure to put on you.
Yeah, we knew that you know, Milford always had to win the game, so we had that extra point in terms of the scoreboard. A draw would have seen us through in terms of being safe, but we'd be disappointed with some of the chances we didn't miss, but I thought we'd battle incredibly hard. You know, I said it already, but these young boys are in their first year of real senior championship football, and they learnt a lot over the last two weekends, and they fought incredibly hard tonight.
Yeah, that'll stand to them, so it will, and it's good to see Owen Bannett back for Killybegs tonight as well.
Yeah, you know, Owen had a handful of injuries now towards the end of the county inter-county scene. He hurt his hamstring a week before the Kilcar game, and he pushed to get back. Unfortunately, he re-hurt it, and the rehab and the measures he went to push himself to be fit for tonight is incredible, and every Killybegs person should be proud of the work on Bam put in the last 2 weeks.
What's it been like having Rory Gallagher training you and working with you? So he was on the line here today, and he spent the second half on the far side of the pitch, but he was calling instructions all the time. How big a part has he been in the Killybegs setup now to secure the senior status again?
Yeah, you know, looking at our whole management team in the setup, you know, obviously Rory has come in with a big name in terms of football around the country. He's a phenomenal attitude, and he's a phenomenal knowledge of the game, and the mindset he brought to training definitely has brought us along. And I suppose we have a lot of young people in our team who are willing to learn, and if they have a coach around like Rory around, it will definitely help. But he's been aided by John Cunningham, Gary Cunningham, and Barry Cunningham, and they're three real tough Killybegs men. And you know, John's leadership skills and his presence, and Gary's now S of football, and you know, Barry's helped there on the side too, makes for an excellent management team, and hopefully if they stay together we can learn and improve for next year.
What does this mean now for Killybegs, this result tonight, retaining senior status and the Donegal Championship for next year? This is huge, so does Q.
Yeah, it is big. Look, we didn't come into the championship just trying to retain it. There's no point hiding that. We're disappointed we're not getting out of the group. We thought it was a group that we could compete with in and get out of, but given the circumstances that happened over the last fortnight, we're definitely happy to secure status. You know, we've been senior for the last 45 years, and it's something that we will never try to relinquish. But our goals are going to be higher, and next year these young boys are going to go back and they're going to be better, and we're going to push on and try to be a force in the championship.